In the absence of a show of hands of those who would lead worship, my privilege to do that this morning. I think that worship is one of those undervalued things. We've come to see worship as something that happens off the wall. Worship is bigger than that. It's our life that is given out to God, our life that is lived out for Him. But singing is one of those things that brings joy to the heart of God. And it's a meeting place, a powerful medium, music, of stirring our emotions, of gathering our thoughts, of memories. You know, when you sing a song of 20 years ago, it evokes memories. True? Great old hymns of the faith, it depends when old is, evokes memories of Sunday school as a child. Songs are vehicles for worship. And so we're going to sing two songs, and they're by MP4, so that means we've got an incredible orchestra to add to this one. So I encourage you to enter in. Sometimes, if you know the song, close your eyes, because what happens is, then we can concentrate on giving that to the Lord, to worshiping Him. Everybody worships. Every created human being worships. Sometimes it's out on the football field. But there's worship. Whatever we give our affection to, that is our worship. So let's stand and sing 10,000 Reasons. Let's do that.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh, my soul.
worship your holy name.
Yes. You know, how we perceive God is how we worship. And this next song is one that we've learned here, and it's we've repeated it a few times, but don't let the repetition destroy the wonderful truth that God is good. He's a good, good Father who only desires good, good things for His children.
You're a good, good Father to you.
You're still allowed to stand, but you can sit if you wish. We're going to sing again, Jesus loves me, this I know. Know why we're going to sing that again? Because it's true. It's true. Let's have some reasons why Jesus loves us.
Because
he does.
Because he made us.
Because he made us. Very good. Yeah.
Because he saved us.
Yes.
He says we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. We're created in his image. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Let's take some time to pray, and if there's things that are on your mind, on your heart this morning, let's bring them before the Lord and before one another. It'd be good to pray, particularly for the family this time, for this bereavement, for Helen's passing, for those that you know of in our family circle and that really need a touch from the Lord, a touch. Because there's matters of faith going on, a touch because the body is in trouble, for emotions that need healing. Now I'm discovering more and more that emotional healing is so much needed in so many people, even more than physical healing. Emotional healing, so many people are hurting, and grieving in all kinds of ways. Loss is not just the passing of someone in death, it's all kinds of other passings and loss. So let's just take some time to do that. And also, on matters of faith, the Bible in school is a pretty important thing to pray for while we still have this, and while there's still an opportunity for those who teach to impart something of the grace of Christ to generations that don't hear much and don't know. I mean, those of us who are older and were privileged to go to Sunday school, I wasn't one of them, but what an awesome thing that was to be able to have that catechumen, that grounding in the faith, and that's not there today. So that's another thing we could pray about. So let's take a few minutes to do that as a family this morning. Shall we do that?
Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning and we just pray for Frank and the family at this time. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with each one and touch each one. And Lord, we just thank you.
Amen. Yes.
Lord, we pray for the wider Miller family as well, and all the friends and family of Frank and Helen, and their family's friends, and
who also said at this time, and I pray that you would just comfort each one and give comfort in the fact that Helen Renu, and she's with her, and thank you for her life and what she did for her. I pray that you would help each one of them to come together to support each other at this time as well.
Amen.
Father, we do thank you for the marriage that Frank and Helen had, the commitment to you as well. We pray that the family be able to rejoice in memory of Helen, her life, and what she gave to them, brought to their family.
Yes. Yes.
Dear, we just thank you for her, for all that she was, and for the special person that she was, for the love that she had, and for all the good times that we've had together. I just thank you for
Yes.
Dear Lord, we pray for the people who are leaving districts and farms at this time of the year. We pray for families as they break links with friendships, and especially the children in their schooling and their friendships at school. May they take the transition to another place in their stride, and have other children take care and show friendship toward them.
Yes. Yes, right.
I pray you'd be with Steve and Janet Gregory as they settle in their new place in Canterbury. Thank you that they've been just along the road here, and for all that they've done in the community and around. And thank you for what you've been working with them as well. And I pray that you continue to help them be in communication with you also, but also find some fellowship and to start there and to put down roots there. I pray that you just be with them in the transition.
Yes. So, Lord, we gather our thoughts and prayers before you today, and thank you for each one, Lord, who's part of our influence and our family circle, for those that we don't know, for the bigger issues such as Manchester, for all the hideous things that are happening in our world. Lord, we would be tempted to think that it's out of control. But Lord, thank you that you are the one who is sovereign in the universe. There's nothing that escapes your knowledge and your vision and your care. And Lord, although we still have questions as to why, we thank you for the fact that you're inherently good, Lord. Your love reaches out to people, not in a sickly sentimental way, but with a straightforwardness and an honesty. that people can grasp hold of. So Lord, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of pain, in the midst of transitions, we pray that people might turn their attention and their eyes toward you. And Lord, that you would be the rewarder of those that diligently seek you. And in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Well, I believe Glenys has got some activities out there. All of you who would like to go out there, there could be one or two remain.